Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Throw up the hands,
Dan. I'm not going to do that.
Give me some hand gestures, Dan.
Nothing good can come of that.
Yeah, I just want to see it. I need the visual so we can play it coming, you know.
We'll do it during the next break.
I can't get him hyped, kid. Yeah. I tried.
Dr. G, what's happening, Dr. G?
Dr. G?
I just express myself differently.
Dr. G.
Do you remember when you saw Crush Groove for the first time and LL came out and said, Box, my radio boy? Little Dan Graziano was getting hype when that happened.
Dr. G.
Dr. G.
With the glasses.
What are we doing? I got the glasses. Yeah. This is because I'm 15 minutes earlier than usual.
Yeah.
Usually I have the contacts in by the time.
I like the glasses.
Yeah, the glasses look good.
Thanks.
Dr. G.
Makes you look more intelligent.
How serious were the Jets about Derek Carr?
I think they were serious about him as a potential fallback if they didn't get Aaron Rodgers. But that put him in a group. It wasn't like their only fallback if they didn't get Aaron Rodgers. They might have handled it differently. I think Jimmy Garoppolo and maybe some other guys like that are in that mix. But seems to me, from everything I've been told, that they're pretty well focused on trying to get Aaron Rodgers. And losing Derek Carr to the Saints was not enough of a thing. It wasn't going to move them off of that position or that effort.
Does he ultimately wind up with the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers? Does he land in New York a couple weeks from now?
Yeah, I mean, it's like everything about him is so easy to predict, right? Like he's easy to figure out what he's thinking and all that kind of stuff. So it's very. I have no idea what he's gonna. He could go back to Green Bay. He could retire. I think the likeliest scenario at this point is that he's playing elsewhere next year, and the Jets are the team that makes the most sense. From this standpoint, I mean, you know, a lot still would have to happen, right? So, they'd have to agree to a trade. They'd have to figure out, you know, the contract situation, potentially the new team. In this case, the Jets would. There have to be conversations with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers about what the expectations are for this year if I come back. There have to be conversations with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets about what the expectations would be if I come there. Those can only happen with the Packers' permission. So, a lot of wheels spinning here, but yeah, I think it's entirely possible he's on the Jets this time next week.
Dan, I'm so confused. I don't know how you don't know. I mean, I thought you'd been sitting in darkness for 3 days.
Well, he hadn't been on McAfee in a number of weeks, so it's hard to know for sure what he's thinking, because that's the only place we ever really find out.
So,
right?
Dan.
So he and Pat's still good. I know. Maybe he and Pat are on the outs. I don't know.
Is he even allowed to talk off the McAfee show?
Just kidding, Pat.
Leave that guy alone, man. He's in darkness. Dan, so at 4 p.m. Eastern time today, the franchise tags have got to be in, whoever's
correct.
Left. And Lamar Jackson is tagged with the non-exclusive. How does this affect what the Jets might think now about Aaron Rodgers' situation? Do they get in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes?
I think that's a possibility if they were to not get Rodgers. I think they're pretty well focused on Rodgers. I mean, you know, Nathaniel Hackett is their offensive coordinator. Do not underestimate the significance of this to Aaron Rodgers. I think that the Jets and Lamar Jackson are an interesting idea if it were to go south and they were not to get Aaron Rodgers, because it seems like they want to take a big swing, and Lamar Jackson would be that. But remember, if you want to make an offer, if Lamar gets the non-exclusive tag, which we don't know which one he's going to get yet, if he gets the non-exclusive and you want to make him an offer sheet, you're risking having to give up two first-round picks. You do not have to give up two first-round picks to get Aaron Rodgers. So that may be preferable to the Jets if they feel like they are a quarterback away from Super Bowl contention with the rest of their roster. So it seems to me that's where their focus is right now.
What can I ask you, Dan, why I'm a football dummy. Break it down for me. Like, why would the Ravens give him a non-exclusive tag?
So it's cheaper, right? Like, the non-exclusive tag is about $32.4 million, and the exclusive one – the final number won't come in for another month and a half, but it's probably somewhere in the $42 to $45 million range.
Okay.
So there's a big difference. The non-exclusive allows teams to make offer sheets. So if you're if you're the Ravens and you've been talking to Lamar for 2 years about a contract and you haven't made any progress, he wants fully guaranteed, you don't want to give that. You put the non-exclusive on. You say, all right, Lamar, now you can solicit offers from other teams. If somebody else is willing to do the deal you wanted us to do, then bring it to us and we'll match it. But if not, then maybe we have a point here and you should consider doing our deal. So you're effectively letting other teams set the market for you and for him. And if you're wrong, you say, hey, maybe there's two or three teams out there willing to give him a fully guaranteed deal. Then, okay, we have to decide whether to do that or take the two first-rounders. And if not, if no one out there is offering a better deal than the Ravens have, then Lamar comes back and maybe you say, all right, well, let's do this.
Don't you think David Tepper or, you know, one of these guys are offered that deal, and you think just inevitably then Baltimore just sign him back?
Entirely possible. That's entirely possible. Now, what we don't know is if it's non-exclusive – how Lamar will react to that. Does he take it as an insult? Does he not want to play for the Ravens anymore? Does he demand a trade?
Do you think he wants to play for them now, Dan?
Yeah, my understanding is yes. I they've had conversations within the past week about a new contract. Like, I think he's still interested in getting that done and staying in Baltimore.
I wouldn't want to play for Baltimore.
They're misjudging it if they give him a non-exclusive that other teams wouldn't step up to the plate.
Right.
Maybe they'll take the first two first rounders and then not get out of paying their quarterback and you know, they start rebuilding.
Rebuild around those two first rounders. Maybe, you know, Tyler Huntley and a guy you draft. That's entirely possible. Yes, there's a lot of things on the table. I think Eric DaCosta said last week they have, what, five or six different plans depending on how this thing shakes out, which is a smart way to do business.
All right, Dan. So we had David Carr, right, for about, you know, what, $60 million guaranteed over the first 2 years, $30 million, right?
Derek Carr.
What did I say?
David. It's his brother.
Yeah, his brother. I've been reading a lot of his brother lately talking about Derek. That's where it is.
You hear more from David.
I get confused.
The number one overall pick.
He was.
Yep. We have Daniel Jones, who's still out there.
Yeah.
Would you sign him for that 42, 43?
I wouldn't, no. I don't. I think that's a lot. I mean, I
– I asked this because in basketball, there was a deal last year with a guy named Jalen Brunson, right?
Yeah.
Who signed a $100 million deal.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, that's crazy. Why would you sign that? And now everybody's saying, I said last year, I'm like, that's a deal. With where, you know, TV money's going with the NBA, that's a deal now. With where money's coming in from Amazon and YouTube, in 3-4 years, will we look at that number for Daniel Jones and be like, that's an outrageous number, or would that be more according to market?
Was Jalen Brunson a free agent on the open market?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, that matters, right? The Giants have the ability to franchise tag Daniel Jones at $32.4 million. Why am I going $10 million a year over that?
Yeah, Dan,
what's the reason to do it after Derek Carr and Geno Smith yesterday signed for mid to high 30s?
Right, so that's what I want to get. So it does seem that the point at which it doesn't make sense to sign Daniel Jones, if you're the Giants, is the point at which signing him to a long-term deal doesn't give you any cap relief. Because if it doesn't, versus this franchise tag, you might as well tag him and have a prove-it year, right? Like, we'll get you a receiver, see if you get any better, and then make a decision, kick the can down the road a year. But when I see the Geno Smith contract and the Derek Carr contract, that should exert downward pressure on the Daniel Jones contract. Do you think it does?
Well, it doesn't seem like it's going to affect Daniel Jones's demands. Look, he's a younger player. I understand that. He offers more than those guys do in terms of ability to move around with his legs. I can see the points that Daniel Jones would make to say, I deserve to get paid more than those two guys. But that much more? And also, like, I can see the Giants' counterpoint of, you threw 15 touchdown passes. I understand we didn't give you any receivers. But, I mean, 15's a very small number. Like, you're asking for $40-plus million dollars a year. That's not – see, that's the thing. Like, it's not top-end quarterback money.
That's what I'm saying.
The highest-end guys are going to get 50-plus.
Isn't that, like, in the next 3-4 years, aren't you going to see 15 quarterbacks around that $40 million range?
Based on his career so far, based on the history of injury issues and inconsistent productivity, he's coming off one very, very good year, again, in which he threw 15 touchdown passes, and you want to get paid $10 million a year over the franchise tag and $5, $6 million a year over what those two guys yesterday got, I don't see the case for it.
Yeah, Dan, you say he wants to. I'll say it this way. He's going to get it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's what I'm thinking, Key.
You're probably right.
He's going to get it, Dan.
But will they regret doing it?
No, they won't. They won't regret doing it. You got to look at everything. You have to look at everything from the time he came into the league to where he is today and all the coaches that he had to endure with the lack of weapons. You can't just look at he only threw 15 touchdowns. Why? Why was that? Because they didn't trust the receivers. The receivers couldn't get open. This is what they felt was best for the team at that particular time. But let me ask you.
You know, like, who's he throwing to?
So you're paying him 40-plus based on what you still think he can be. Yes. In spite of 4 years worth of evidence to the contrary.
And what's the guarantee? Yeah,
because I think I know more than most people because I'm in the building. And general managers and head coaches, they see it.
But they just
understand it. And they're in the building, though. They got old data. They looked at the old film. They saw all of those sort of things. But let's move on to the Dallas Cowboys and Tony Pollard, right?
Yes.
And within the division. They're franchise tagging him. What's going to happen with Zeke Elliott now?
Well, I think he might get cut. I mean, I think his cap number right now is pushing $17 million. If they do a post June 1st cut, they'd save 10.9. I mean, you can't commit. Now you got 10 for Pollard, and so you're talking about a $26, $27 million cap hit for those two running backs combined. That's not feasible. Like, you can't do it. So I think the only way Zeke Elliott's still on the Cowboys next year is if he agrees to a significant pay cut. Now the question is, will they offer him that, or will they just release him outright? We wait to see. But I think it's more likely than not that he's not on the Cowboys next year.
Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, ladies and gentlemen, or Dr. Z, as he has now been dubbed.
Because of the glasses?
Dr. G.
Why'd you say Dr. Z?
What'd I say, Z?
Dr. Z. Yeah,
man, it's Max. You know,
some more coffee.
You already know Max is going to screw it up.
Dr. Z was the Sports Illustrated football writer.
That's right. Graziano. All the Z's in your last name got me.
He wrote stuff about David Carr.
Yep.
He brought it all full circle.
That's right. That's why they call you the doctor. We don't call you the doctor for nothing. What now for the Jets? Mike Greenberg joins us.
Oh, Greeny.
He's come.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Greeny joins us.
At least 10 times, someone has thought somewhere that I was Max Kellerman. I mean, I got camera crews chasing after me because of something controversial this one said over here that gets me in trouble.
What'd you say?
And I got a camera crew yelling questions at me, and I finally turned to the guy and I said, "Why are you asking me this?" And he's like, "What do you think, Max?" And I was like, "I'm not Max.
I swear, y'all, look at the mic, though."
People don't confuse Key and I.
But here's the thing.
Well, yeah.
Shut up.
What are you saying? We all look alike? Is that what you're trying to say?
You two do look alike, though. I'm serious.
All you two need to know is you are sitting between two handsome men. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So, yeah, I think Greeny and I could be. If someone said that they were cousins, I would believe that, more or less. I mean, I don't think we actually look alike, but there's enough there that you would say, yeah, it could be related, maybe.
Greeny has better hair. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe. Yeah, I think the hair.
Greeny has some head of hair.
He's better,
Probably better hygiene, too.
As you said that, I spat all over the place. Mike Greenberg, host of Greeny and Get Up. You can follow him at ESPN Greeny with us now. Mike, you are famously, you're one of the most famous New York Jets fans, I think.
You and Gary V?
And you're waiting on a big decision right now, quarterback.
I mean, I think Larry David probably gets the prize for being by far the most famous Jet fan.
Funniest.
Then there's about 1,000 other people, and then there's me. But, yes, we are waiting right now for Aaron Rodgers. I think yesterday was a huge win. I think we dodged the Derek Carr bullet, and so now we can sort of wait this thing out and get it right. Derek Carr is an extremely average NFL quarterback, and someone was going to pay him like he was a great NFL quarterback.
But they didn't.
And that, yeah, he didn't wind up getting as much money as I thought he would. But I would personally, I think it is time to swing for the fences. And so you try and get Aaron Rodgers. And if you don't, then I've always felt you hold your breath because I know about the injury history. But I've always liked Jimmy Garoppolo better than Derek Carr.
I gotta go.
By the way, I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you. I'd rather have Jimmy.
Keyshawn sounds like he doesn't like it.
What, Jimmy Garoppolo better than Carr?
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, tell him why he's wrong, Key.
By the way, there's a reason Belichick wanted him and Shanahan wanted him.
I was gonna try to tell him, but he's already convinced.
He's handsomer. The thing about Jimmy Garoppolo is that he's so handsome, it's distracting. Like, while he's playing,
it
throws me off. Like, I literally, every time they focus and you can see his face, I'm like, man, like, what must life be like to be that handsome
Here's a nickname, which you understand.
Greeny, why do you think Derek Carr's average NFL quarterback? Tells you that?
I just don't think he's any better than that. I thought he had probably as good a set of weapons as any quarterback in the National Football League had at his disposal last year, and they were bad. They were just flat bad. He's never won a playoff game. I understand he's had bad defenses and all that, but so have other people. Why are you laughing?
These are facts. No, they're not. I mean, they are facts, but they're not real facts. In nine seasons, six head coaches.
Right.
You wouldn't take one of those head coaches. Would you take Jack Del Rio, Dennis Allen, Tony Sperano, John Gruden, Rich Bisaccia, or Josh McDaniel?
You probably wouldn't
be on your coaching list.
I understand. He's been in bad situations.
Bad situations.
See, but Greeny, I think a good bad quarterback situations. Can elevate bad situations, and I didn't see Derek Carr really doing that.
Well, and I don't know that the Jets right now constitute that much better of a situation. I mean, are you looking at Nathaniel Hackett and Robert Saleh and saying, well, we have Vince Lombardi and Norv Turner? Mm. I mean, we need someone who's going to walk in here and take things over. We need someone who's going to come in and be in charge. The Jets have an extraordinarily good defense, and they are well coached on the defensive side.
And ascendant young offensive talent.
They have a couple of good young players on offense.
Absolutely.
But they fired their offensive coordinator from a year ago for a reason. What they've done to back-to-back, I know that wasn't this coaching staff, but back-to-back quarterbacks who were drafted 3 and 2 respectively, I don't think anyone can look at the Jets and say, oh, let's just bring in a guy here and we will turn him into what we want him to be. Give me a finished product.
Yeah.
Give me Aaron Rodgers first and foremost.
You are 100% correct on the Aaron Rodgers front. He is very pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to date Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Yeah.
There's no question about he's a better quarterback than Carr for the Jets and for anybody else. But this narrative about Carr drives me nuts because people think he's like just a guy. And I'm like, no, man, it's not like that. You got to look at everything. You got to look at the system, new system. You got to look at the lack of weapons. You say, well, Darren Waller was in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Okay? Renfro in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
He made sure to get the football to Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams had a Pro Bowl year. Okay, so I just look at it, I'm like, there's this narrative set about him. That's why my nephew is so excited and they're excited about having him in New Orleans because they know what they had versus what they're getting.
Greeny, let me get you back to the Jets for a second. We had Chris Canty on our show last week, and he was talking about the fact that he doesn't believe you have to give up 2 ones anymore for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no. I don't think you have to give up anything near that. Look, I don't think anyone else is involved in this. Aaron Rodgers has a de facto no-trade clause. Okay, he doesn't officially have a no-trade clause. But no one is trading for Aaron Rodgers unless he makes it clear he wants to go there. So he can tell the he can veto. He doesn't have a no-trade clause. But he can effectively veto any trade the Packers want to make. They can't just call him up and say, hey, guess what, Aaron? We just traded you to Seattle or just insert anyone here. He's going to have to want it. There are only one or two teams, I think, involved in this. I think it's the Jets, the Raiders. There's probably a team or two out there we don't know about. But he's going to have to play a significant role in this. I don't think there's any – maybe you give up one first-round pick and something else. But I don't even know that for sure – that it's that. I think when all is said and done, I think the Packers will wind up chipping in some of his money to trade him away. So yeah. I don't think the compensation is nearly the hurdle people are making it out to be.
I actually think the Jets are in a great position right now because the argument for – and Derek Carr is off the market now. But the argument for him is – I hear what you're saying about Saleh, whether they fired the offensive coordinator. But Saleh showed something as a coach. Like, he said things that would attract negative attention to himself to take it away from the team. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really smart. The receipts and everything. It worked, right? How does Saleh, you know what you're talking about? Took all the pressure off the young guys. They have ascendant talent on both sides of the ball. They can't draft and develop. Just bring in a guy who's ready now. Carr gave them several years. Like, no one bite at the apple would be as good as with Rodgers, but maybe there are more bites at the apple, right? Doesn't cost you the draft pick. Now I look at the Jets and I go, if they hit the home run and get Aaron Rodgers, great. Especially if it's as you describe. In terms of what you have to give up. And if you don't, and you wind up with Jimmy G, a guy who Belichick wanted, Shanahan wanted, who's done nothing but win his whole career, you're doing, like, you kind of can't miss right now.
Let me throw another name at you, Keyshawn, and tell me what you think of this. Is Derek Carr definitively better than Ryan Tannehill?
Yes.
I'm not 100% sure I agree with that. And yes. Ryan Tannehill, I think, is going to come cheaper. Ryan Tannehill is going to get cut in Tennessee. His number this year is going to be enormous. I know you guys just had Graziano in here. I was talking with him in the other room. Ryan Tannehill is going to wind up getting released, I think, in Tennessee. He's someone who's going to come a lot less expensively than that is. I'm not sure why. If you're saying to yourself, all you need is a game manager, the Jets have enough talent now with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and whatever else, and draft an offensive lineman and put together a really good line with that defense. You just need a game manager. I think that you either get Aaron Rodgers, who obviously puts you in a whole other stratosphere, or you try and get someone who is good that doesn't cost you a lot of money.
One more name before we get out of here.
What happened to Zach? Okay, go ahead.
One more name before we get out of here. Lamar Jackson. Would you give up two ones and then guarantee him all the money he wants to bring Lamar – 3 weeks younger than Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson in with this young group?
Of course. I mean, I think you'd be crazy not to. But I can't believe, when push comes to shove, I just can't believe the Ravens are going to let that happen. Do we have time for me to give you my quick? This is what's happening, I think, with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. They have reached an impasse. If Jay Williams and I were looking at each other right now, if we have a disagreement, and no matter what happens, you and I are sitting 10 feet apart from each other, and I say, meet me 5 feet away, and you're saying, I'm not meeting you 5 feet away. You got to come all the way over here. Then the only way for them to do that is to let someone else to decide, right? Bring in an arbitrator. Right. The arbitrator are now the 31 other NFL teams. Mm-hmm. Well, the Ravens are basically saying, what we're not giving you, no one is going to give you. It's not because we don't value you. It's not because we don't love you. It's not because you're not the franchise. It's because no one should ever have guaranteed, because once we do that, then the entire way that these owners have been making money for 100 years doesn't work anymore. It is the first step towards everyone's contracts being guaranteed, and the owners don't ever want that to happen. So we're not going to do it, and no one else is going to do it. So you go out, if you find that deal from someone else, we'll give it to you. But we're banking on the fact that no one's going to give it to you. I think when push comes to shove, whatever Lamar Jackson gets on the open market, the Ravens will match.
I think there's a logical fallacy there, but we don't have time to get into it right now. And
it's quite a tease.
It's not one that you make alone. I think everyone makes this, and I'll even shout out what it is. We'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
The owners have to all spend within 10% of each other anyway. When you guarantee one position more money, whether it's guaranteed or not, it doesn't actually drive the salary cap up. That's capped as a percentage of revenue. So I'm curious as to why that's the prevailing wisdom, unless when you guarantee it, maybe you need to take a line of credit, and so there's interest on the pay. Like, I have to figure out why this is the case, because everyone says it, but it doesn't add up for me. That is Mike Greenberg, host of Greenie and Get Up. Thank you, Mike, as always.
Thank you.
Max's long-lost cousin.
It is. It could be. We could be easily related. Where are your people from in the old
Poland.
Country? Oh, yeah. Well, half of mine was from Ukraine, but also Poland.
So maybe that half.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe. Maybe that half of from Poland, yeah. Is it a mistake if the Ravens give Lamar the non-exclusive tag? And would you give Lamar a guaranteed deal? KJM, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
You can't win in this league without a strong quarterback. I mean, that's been proven. So we want Lamar here, and we want him back.
It's just like a relationship, right? You know, one side of the relationship, you can tell me everything you want me to know in here. But if you're not showing me anything that you're telling me, why do you think it matters?
He has earned the right to ask for a fully guaranteed deal. If the Baltimore Ravens are not going to give it to him, then he has to make that line in the sand and say, I need to be out of here.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. By the way, you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What should the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson? We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So the Ravens are saying talks with Lamar are going to go up to the tag deadline. That's 4 p.m. today. So what are we talking about here? Eight and change away, 8 hours and some change, 8 hours and 25 minutes from now? Talks are going to go on. They're going to get something done? Ozzie Newsome, Ravens executive vice president, Monday on the Bernie Kosar show with Hanford Dixon. Listen to this.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is that we have a deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock to put the tag on. And I know today and up until about 3:30 tomorrow, a lot of energy is going to be utilized in trying to get the deal done. And if not, we will put the franchise tag on him.
Ozzie like, yeah, we gonna try everything in our power to give him that bag, but if it don't work, we're gonna tag him and then we'll go from there.
But see, which is a smart thing to do.
I think the only way for the Ravens to keep Lamar Jackson long term is to give him the non-exclusive tag.
To
give him the non-exclusive tag.
You don't want to give him the non-exclusive, because you get a non-exclusive, somebody gonna pay him.
Yeah, but here's my thing.
You pay him.
Here's my thing.
And he's going to get mad at you because it's going to make it seem like you don't want him.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, though, like if you're not willing to give him his money, and if you're going to give him a tag, then he's going to want to be out. There's no chance he's going to want to stay there long term, because now you're playing with his money. But if you give him the non-exclusive tag, right, and you say, you know what? We love you. We care about you. If somebody else is willing to give you this money, we'll match it. We'll match it.
We just don't want to overpay.
We just don't want to overpay. So if the market wants to dictate David Tepper, somebody in Miami wants to pay you $238 million guarantee. You know what? When it's all said and done, we'll give it to you. Let the market dictate it. And then if you're Lamar, you're like, you know what? You still gave my money. You didn't want to give it to me, but you gave it to me. I'll be here long term. But if you don't keep, you just tag them. Why would you want to stay long term with somebody who doesn't believe in what you can do? Let the market dictate it.
I'm not believing in you if I'm non-exclusive in you. I'm non-exclusive in you. I'm taking a chance for somebody else to do it because I don't believe in you. Somebody else might say here's $300.
You just don't believe in the market.
No,
you believe in them. You don't believe in the market.
No, you don't believe in me. Don't try to use that reverse. You don't believe in me.
You don't believe in the market.
No,
you don't believe in the market.
You know what the market is because it's already set by Deshaun.
Yep. But that's not – no. You hear a lot of other – we haven't seen another deal like Deshaun.
That ain't you and you haven't seen another quarterback like me.
I understood. So let the market – you know what, Key? If somebody comes back to you and they give you 238, great. We'll match it.
Wait,
what's wrong with that? You're still getting your money.
Let me ask you. Here's the elephant in the room.
No, you got to stop making it personal and make it more business.
Hold on. Key,
making it personal.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room for a second. Lamar's style of play. Yes, they have never given him a receiver. That's legitimate. Who's a bigger Lamar Jackson, fan than I am in terms of how good he is, right? Like I extol his virtues all the time. He's an underrated passer, but they've never given him a weapon on the outside, really, or they've never given him that X receiver that you're like, yep, that's that dude. You had a Z, they try a few. Give him that X dude, right? So, right? I mean, am I wrong, Key? They never got
him.
I'm just laughing, number one guy. So it's different than like just a guy who can get by the defense. Anyway.
Yes.
They look at Deshaun Watson and they say, that looks to the league like the kind of quarterback they believe they can win a Super Bowl with. Yes, he can move, but he can spin it, the whole thing. We've seen him pass it very effectively. You, Lamar, we believe – that because your game is so dependent on your legs.
But he can spin it too.
I just said that. I went through a whole preamble saying that he's never had a receiver.
I got lost in the 10-minute preamble. Go ahead.
And because of that, it's not that, well, you get injured more in the pocket, out of the pocket, whatever. It's that legs will age faster than arm. So that the horizons for how long you're going to be good won't extend as far out into the future as Deshaun. And we believe, this is the Ravens' argument, that the rest of the league is seeing the same thing. Key, this is actually supporting your argument, Jay. Key, if the Ravens are saying that, whether or not it's correct, it's not irrational. Therefore, they're telling Lamar, it's not that we don't believe in you, it's that we don't want to overpay. So if you can go prove to us that other teams believe that your market is Deshaun Watson, then we'll either match or take the draft picks. But you got to prove it.
But it's not going to be, if they non-exclusive him, it's not going to be Deshaun Watson. You must understand, it's going to be beyond Deshaun Watson. It's not going to be 231. It's not going to be 232. It's going to be, we're going to make it so difficult that the Ravens aren't going to be able to sign you back because they're not going to go. And one of the things that y'all got to understand is they're not going from $133 million of guaranteed money to 150 more on top of that.
Yeah,
they're not taking that leap.
I hear
they're not doing that.
But then, Key, if you franchise tag me, then you got me for another year. Then what?
No, you can tag me again.
Yeah, no, but eventually I'm not gonna let you get. I'm out. I'm done. I'm gonna force your hand.
I can tag you twice.
I know, but eventually it doesn't matter if you want to tag me or not. I'm done. I'm out.
I mean, it depends.
No, y'all go ahead tag me. I'm not playing. I'm not going to do that.
If you don't want to play for $45 million that you'll never make up again, that's on you.
No, but I can get a bigger deal somewhere else. I've seen Deshaun Watson do it. I can force my way out.
You can't because I have your rights.
No, really? You think?
And you can sit tight. You're going to lose $45 million.
Okay.
No, I don't think it has to be like that, Key. I think that teams will recognize to try to win a Super Bowl. I'm not talking about Daniel Jones with the Giants development.
He said, if I tag you, I'm going
to
sit.
No, but forget about sit for a second. The threat's always there. But the bottom line is try to hold captive a guy who doesn't want to be there to and tell that dude lead your team to a Super Bowl. That's hard.
I'm the one person on this show that will tell you in a heartbeat when a player says he doesn't want to be there, they move the player. But in this situation, they're so hardened on not wanting to get a deal done or not paying him their top dollar. I wouldn't be shocked if they tagged him the exclusive. And he didn't sign it because they tag him, he still has to sign it. And he has to sign it by a certain date. And if he doesn't sign it by a certain date, then he has to sit the entire year and forfeit the $45 million.
I would sit.
Okay. Oh, the drama.
I would sit.
Guys, think about this. It's now almost 7:42 a.m.
At 4
p.m., the tag deadline is here. Okay. In the next 8 hours, this is the great thing about sports. Okay. Everyone has an opinion.
The only way to respond back to crazy is crazy, man. Like, I'm not going to allow you to hold me hostage.
Everyone has an opinion, and then we find.
But essentially, you are. You're going to keep doing it.
No, I'm not.
You're not going to give me my overall money that I want.
I'm giving you $45 million potential dollars.
Yeah, but Key, I've just been hurt the last 2 years in a row. You played with my
money last year. Okay, well, that's your problem.
I told you. I told you last year when you're like, he's going to come back and play. I'm like, I wouldn't come back and play.
Of course he would.
Y'all play with my money again.
I don't want him to come back and play. But I'm telling you what the organization.
You know what? All right, sign me on the tag then. Ah! My big toe. I'm going to sit out
that's
the
what
year.
He just did, right?
Yeah, I can't go, Key. I can't
but you
go.
Gotta, but what you got to understand, you've got to sign the tag. Just because I tag you, you I'm still got to sign it.
I'm saying you'll sign me, but I ain't
so
playing.
So now we're back up to the drama. In a little over 8 hours, 8 hours and 17 minutes from now, we're going to find out the answer to these questions. There will be an answer. Everyone's opinion goes out the window. Will they exclusive franchise tag Lamar? Will they non-exclusive franchise tag him? Will he sign the tag? Will they work out a deal for Lamar?
So many scenarios.
Will they trade Lamar?
No, still going scenarios.
888-SAY-ESPN. What do you think will happen? Get ready for Champions, the hilarious new movie starring Woody Harrelson. Woody's a hot-headed basketball coach who's in over his head when he's court-ordered to manage a team with intellectual disabilities and a whole lot of attitude.
White man can't jump. I go there every time I hear Woody.
Champions, only in theaters Friday, rated PG-13. We want to hear from you on the Derek Carr signing in New Orleans, affecting the quarterback landscape, on Lamar, on Daniel Jones.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Breaking news on the quarterback front. Derek Carr signing with the New Orleans Saints.
All of a sudden, this team that's 7-10 last year, now they have a quarterback.
On paper, it makes a ton of sense.
It's an upgrade for the Saints. They got to feel like, you know what? We're the favorite to win a division.
Yes, right now the New Orleans Saints are sitting in a great position because, number one, they do have a defense that has been dominant.
Derek Carr has been in the National Football League for 9 years and does not have one single playoff victory.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, how does the Derek Carr signing with New Orleans affect the quarterback landscape? We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Victor in L.A., you're on KJM.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What up, Vic?
I have two simple questions. One, can Derek Carr command the locker room based on what you've seen during the playoffs and to a Super Bowl? And the other things, do you see the Ravens making the Super Bowl in the next 3 years? Thank you for taking my call.
Key?
I command in the locker room. I mean, I think he gets respect. I don't think none of his teammates are disrespecting him. I think in New Orleans, they'll embrace him, bring him in, because they haven't had anything at that position. In terms of the Ravens making the Super Bowl, they got to figure out who the quarterback going to be first off.
Kenny in Wisconsin, you're on KJM.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to respond on the Aaron Rodgers thing to the Jets. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, first off, I think you guys all got it wrong. I think he's staying in Green Bay. I think he wants to retire a Packer. He ain't going to walk away from that money. And I'm pretty sure he's smart enough to realize it's the best place to get another Super Bowl.
What do you think about that?
He going to get the money regardless to where he goes. That's one of the hangups with him being traded, is it's got to fit under the salary cap, and there's not very many teams that have the room to be able to do that from a cap standpoint. But he's going to get the money. Now, as far as staying in Green Bay, if he stays in Green Bay, great. It just seems like that thing has kind of come to a head, and it's time to move on from my vantage point, what I can see.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody keeps talking about what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. And I'm like, no, it's about what Green Bay wants to do. Like, if you're Green Bay, do you want to have Aaron Rodgers back and continue down this path again? Or do you want to move forward and reset your franchise?
Let's state an obvious truth. Here's a fact. If Green Bay knew last offseason what it knows now, they surely would have traded Aaron Rodgers then, because his price has gone down on the open market, right? You will get less for him now than you would have then. So the fact is, if they,
but
looking back,
you
would have rather traded, of course they would have, last year.
No, I'm saying, would they, or are they going to get less?
Yes. They will get led. They're going to get – come on, think about what Russell Wilson went for. That was the fallback plan for Denver. Think of what Seattle got in that deal. So they would have gotten more than what Seattle got.
But if a team like the Jets or the Raiders really want Aaron Rodgers that bad
– they ain't giving him the Seattle deal. No way.
If they want him that bad, they're going to give him what they want.
What's great is time will tell. KC in North Carolina, you're on KJM.
Hey, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max. Love you guys, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey.
I just want to say J. Will is right, man. If Lamar Jackson gets the non-exclusive and then he goes out and gets fully guaranteed from, like, the Falcons and the Ravens decide to match it, he doesn't have a choice anymore. The Ravens matched it. He's on the Ravens.
That's true.
His choice gets taken away.
That's very true, Casey. But they're not going to go from 133 of fully guaranteed money as Mart said and Adam Schefter, to adding another, call it $150 million on top of the 133. That they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because if they were going to do that, they'd have done it by now.
I hear you, Key. Then the plan is just to tread water, and like you sign me on a tag, and then you think that for another year you're going to talk me into taking less money than what I know my value is at.
Well, like they've been trying that for 24 months.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Now.
Like you're trying to. It's inevitable. Like this relationship ain't working. It's not going to work.
I get all of that, but think about it, Jay. I'll say it again, man. 133, right? To jump all the way to add another 150.
Then let me go. Then let me go. Give me a non-exclusive tag. That's somebody else.
Yeah.
Give
by
me.
The way, Jay said something during the commercial break that cleared something up for me. The way he's thinking about it, Key, and I agree with him. It seems like if you give him the non-exclusive tag, it's disrespectful. But in fact, the exclusive tag is heavy-handed. What the exclusive tag does is say, we have this right. We're going to exercise it.
Strong
it's going to
you.
Keep you from really testing your market. What the non-exclusive tag does is say, okay, we're going to be fair about this. We don't believe your market is this. But if it is, we'll cross that bridge. You can go out and find out. I actually think Jay is right about that. The non-exclusive tag is kind of the friendlier way to approach this.
Especially if you want a long-term relationship with me. Like if you're only thinking about a year, like, I don't think that's the way to build a long-term relationship if you want me to be the franchise quarterback. This, to me, seems more salvageable, right?
If they put the non-exclusive on him, Jay, you're going to have about four teams, maybe five, that are all going to jockey for position. Yeah, you're getting into the Deshaun Watson – I'm going to go to Atlanta. Oh, I'm not going to Atlanta. I'm going to Cleveland because Cleveland gave me 230 when Atlanta was only offering me 180.
Yeah, I hear you. But
that's the point.
If you're Baltimore, if you're married to this system, fine. Be married to it. But it's not the system for Lamar Jackson. It's not the system that he wants anymore. It doesn't feel that way to me.
Oh,
especially if you're not giving me wide receiving
targets.
Well,
they changed the OC.
I'm not saying they changed it. But I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson shouldn't want to leave. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you put a non-exclusive tag – on Lamar Jackson, you're going to have about four or five teams willing to pay him north of what Deshaun Watson got. Okay, you're going to have Atlanta bidding against the Jets and Miami bidding against Atlanta
Carolina.
And Carolina bidding against Atlanta and the Jets. And you're going to have all of that. And so now I got this rich deal of $280 million.
Woo.
You only wanted to give me 133. If you only wanted to give me 133 and I got this deal in front of me for 280? They're not going to want to give him
Felicia.
The 280.
Bye.
I don't think he's getting no 280, but I'll tell you this.
Hey,
but he's getting
hey.
At least $230 million and one penny. That he's getting at least.
But Key,
don't count the 280 out.
Key, if the cap keeps going up year after year, and then you're going to watch what Joe Burrow and some of these other guys get, you're going to be in the same boat next year.
He's not pulling 280 out of the thin air. Can Derek Carr be a difference maker in New Orleans? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.